Welcome to Griffith Stadium in Washington, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Washington Senators. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Johnny Mostill. Batting second. The shortstop, Ike Davis. Batting third. The second baseman, Eddie Collins. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Earl Shealy. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Bib Falk. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Harry Hooper. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Willie Calm. Batting eighth. The catcher, Ray Schock. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ted Lyons. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Ted Lyons. For the Washington Senators. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Earl McNeely. Batting second. The second baseman, Bucky Harris. Batting third. The right fielder, Sam Rice. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Goose Goslin. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Joe Judge. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Aussie Bluge. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Roger Peckinpah. Batting eighth. The catcher, Muddy Rule. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Walter Johnson. Pitching for the Washington Senators, Walter Johnson. And now, play ball. Johnny Mostill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mostill is called out on strikes. One out. Ike Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis hits a fly ball into center field. McNeely settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins hits a ball on the ground towards short. Peckinpah misplays the ball. That's an error on Peckinpah. Earl Shealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shealy hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Harris settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Earl McNeely is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNeely strikes out. One out. Bucky Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris hits a line drive towards third. Calm reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sam Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice hits a line drive towards first. Shealy reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Senators nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bib Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk hits a ball on the ground towards first. Judge scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Falk for the out. One out. Harry Hooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hooper hits a fly ball into center field. McNeely settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willie Calm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Calm hits a line drive into center field. McNeely settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Joe Judge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judge hits a line drive into right field. Hooper settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Aussie Bluge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bluge strikes out. There goes Goslin. The throw from Schock to second, and Goslin is out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Senators nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ray Schalk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schalk takes first base on ball four. Ted Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons bunts towards first. Judge scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Lyons for the out. Schalk moves to second. One out. Johnny Ma still is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ma still is 0 for 1 in the game. Ma still is hit by the pitch. Ike Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0 for 1 in the game. Davis strikes out. Two outs. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 0 for 1 in the game. Collins takes first base on ball 4. Schalk moves to third. Ma still moves to second. Earl Shealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shealy is 0 for 1 in the game. Shealy hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Schalk scores. Ma still scores. Collins moves to third. It's 2-0, White Sox. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 0 for 1 in the game. Falk hits a ball on the ground towards short. Peckinpah fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Roger Peckinpah is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peckinpah hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Muddy Rule is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rule hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Falk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Walter Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Peckinpah moves to second. Earl McNeely is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNeely is 0 for 1 in the game. McNeely takes first base on ball 4. Peckinpah moves to third. Johnson moves to second. Bucky Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 0 for 1 in the game. Harris hits a line drive into center field. Ma still settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Peckinpah tags and scores. Two outs. It's 2-1, White Sox. Sam Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0 for 1 in the game. Rice hits a line drive towards third. Com reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Senators 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Harry Hooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hooper is 0 for 1 in the game. Hooper takes first base on ball 4. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 0 for 1 in the game. Com bunts towards first. Judge scoops it up and throws to first, with Harris covering, for the out. Hooper moves to second. One out. Ray Schalk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schalk is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Schalk hits a fly ball into right field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ted Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons is 0 for 0 in the game. Lyons hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Rule settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Senators 1. The Senators will come to bat. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Goslin takes first base on ball 4. Joe Judge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judge is 0 for 1 in the game. Judge hits a fly ball into center field. Ma still settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Aussie Bluge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bluge is 0 for 1 in the game. Bluge hits a line drive into left field. Fox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roger Peckinpah is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Goslin. The throw from Shock and he is out, Collins applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Senators 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Johnny Ma still is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ma still is 0 for 1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Ma still strikes out. One out. Ike Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0 for 2 in the game. Davis hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Goslin. Davis reaches second base with a double. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Collins hits a fly ball into left field, out of the reach of Goslin. Collins reaches second base with a double. Davis scores. It's 3-1, White Sox. Earl Shealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shealy is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Shealy hits a line drive into left field. Goslin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 0 for 2 in the game. Falk takes first base on ball 4. Harry Hooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hooper is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Hooper hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. There goes Collins trying to get to home. Goslin throws the ball into Rule who tags Collins, who's trying to score from second, for the out. Falk moves to second. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Senators 1. The Senators will come to bat. Roger Peckinpah is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peckinpah is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Peckinpah hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Muddy Rule is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rule is 0 for 1 in the game. Rule hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Peckinpah moves to second. Walter Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Johnson bunts towards third. Com fields it and throws to first for the out. Peckinpah moves to third. Rule moves to second. One out. Earl McNeely is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNeely is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. McNeely hits a ball on the ground towards short. Davis scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Peckinpah scores. Rule moves to third. Two outs. It's 3-2, White Sox. Bucky Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 0 for 1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Harris hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Collins misplays the ball. That's an error on Collins. Rule scores. That run is unearned. It's White Sox, 3, Senators, 3. Sam Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0 for 2 in the game. Rice hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Harris moves to second. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Goslin takes first base on ball 4. Harris moves to third. Rice moves to second. Joe Judge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judge is 0 for 2 in the game. Judge hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Collins scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Senators 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 0 for 1 in the game. Com hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ray Schalk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schalk is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Schalk strikes out. There goes Com. Here's the throw, and he's safe. One out. Ted Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons is 0 for 1 in the game. Lyons hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Harris scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Com moves to third. Two outs. Spence Harris pinch hits for Johnny Mostill. Spence Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Com scores. It's 4-3, White Sox. Ike Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Davis takes first base on ball 4. Harris moves to second. Firpo Marbury now pitching. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Collins hits a fly ball into left field. Goslin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Senators 3. The Senators will come to bat. Spence Harris now playing center field. Aussie Bluge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bluge is 0 for 2 in the game. Bluge hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Roger Peckinpah is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peckinpah is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Peckinpah hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Fox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Muddy Rule is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rule is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Rule bunts towards the mound. Lyons fields it and throws to first for the out. Bluge moves to second. Two outs. Firpo Marbury is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marbury hits a fly ball into right field. Hooper settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Senators 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Earl Shealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shealy is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Shealy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Peckinpah can't make a play. That's a base hit. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Falk hits a pop-up towards short. Peckinpah settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harry Hooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hooper is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hooper hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Harris catches it and throws to first to double up Shealy. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Senators 3. The Senators will come to bat. Earl McNeely is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNeely is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, he's got one RBI. McNeely takes first base on ball 4. Sarge Connolly now pitching. Bucky Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes McNeely. The throw from Schalk and he is out, Davis applying the tag. One out. Bucky Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 0 for 2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Harris hits a ball on the ground towards third. Com fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Sam Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Rice hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and two walks. Goslin hits a ball on the ground towards unknown player. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Rice moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Joe Judge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judge is 0-for-3 in the game. Judge hits a ball on the ground towards short. Davis fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Senators 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Com hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Harris scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ray Schalk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schalk is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Schalk hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Sarge Connolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Connolly bunts towards the mound. Marbury fields it and throws to first for the out. Schalk moves to second. Two outs. Spence Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Harris takes first base on ball 4. Ike Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. Davis hits a fly ball into center field. McNeely settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Senators 3. The Senators will come to bat. Aussie Bluge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bluge is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Bluge strikes out. One out. Roger Peckinpah is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peckinpah is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Peckinpah hits a line drive into left field. Fox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Muddy Rule is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rule is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Rule takes first base on ball 4. Joe Harris pinch hits for Firpo Marbury. Spencer Adams pinch runs for Muddy Rule. Joe Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9. With the score, the White Sox 4, and the Senators 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Alan Russell now pitching. Hank Severide now catching. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Collins hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Earl Shealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shealy is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Shealy bunts in front of the plate. Severide fields it and throws to first for the out. Collins moves to second. One out. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Falk hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Collins moves to third. Falk moves to second. Harry Hooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hooper is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hooper is walked intentionally. Curly Ogden now pitching. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Com takes first base on ball 4. Collins scores. Falk moves to third. Hooper moves to second. It's 5-3, White Sox. Ray Schalk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schalk is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Schalk bunts towards the mound. Ogden fields it and throws to first for the out. Falk scores. Hooper moves to third. Kahm moves to second. Two outs. It's 6-3, White Sox. Sarge Connolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Connolly is 0-for-0 in the game. Connolly takes first base on ball 4. Spence Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Harris hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is bouncing around. McNeely is chasing the ball. Harris rounds third and comes all way home with an inside the park grand slam home run. It's 10-3, White Sox. Ike Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double and a walk. Davis takes first base on ball 4. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Davis. The throw from Severide and he is safe. Davis steals second. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Collins takes first base on ball 4. Earl Shealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogden spins and fires to second, and Davis is picked off. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 10, and the Senators 3. The Senators will come to bat. Earl McNeely is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNeely is 0-for-2 in the game. With 2 walks. He's got 1 RBI. McNeely hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kahm juggles the ball. That's an error on Kahm. Bucky Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 0-for-3 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Harris hits a line drive into center field. Harris settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sam Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. Rice bunts towards first. Shealy scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Rice for the out. McNeely moves to second. 2 outs. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. Goslin hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. McNeely scores. That run is unearned. It's 10-4, White Sox. Joe Judge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. That is defensive interference on unknown player with unknown particulars. Goslin moves to second. Joe Judge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judge is 0-for-4 in the game. Judge hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Goslin scores. That run is unearned. It's 10-5, White Sox. Aussie Bludge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bludge is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Bludge hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Judge moves to third. Roger Peckinpah is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peckinpah is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. Peckinpah hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Connolly fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 10, and Washington Senators, 5. Goodbye from Griffith Stadium in Washington.